Safety, the most basic thing a family can give a child, can be the hardest to provide. Commentator Sandro Millay grew up in a housing project in San Pedro, California.
Violence. Ever since 5, I remember it a problem. That was the first time moms broke through the apartment yelling for us to hit the floor while she shut down all of the lights. Since I was in the living room, that's where I dropped. Then I heard the pop, pop, pop just outside the door, a wild shouting, another closer pop, and finally the fast-footed running across our front yard. For the longest time, all we knew was a long-drawn silence. Because the pops themselves had sounded no more than some gone-off metallic-y firecrackers, I asked moms what the big deal was, but she just shushed me quiet, which I stayed, until the red and blue police lights finally strobed through the front window, and the helicopter up above daytimed up our entire street. That was pretty much how the drill went, at least twice a year, until, at the age of 12, a bullet finally came through the front window and lodged deep into our living room wall. The violence was every time gang-related. For example, the night two lowrider sets went a hellish heads up next to our nursery hangout. By the time the cops had swarmed, 4 bangers from either set lay pain-twisting on the ground from every kind of knife wound apiece. Somehow, though, they all lived. Well, the Saturday afternoon, when at the start of our crosstown football game at the big park, us, the Edgewater boys, against them, 13th Street, a beat-up old Pinto of all cars stopped in the middle of the street. The driver getting out with the biggest, baddest automatic weapon we'd ever seen, with which he started to spray an entire row of apartments for one very loud minute. Then he simply jumped back into the Pinto and slowly sputtered off, at which point I finally checked my teammates to see that every one of them had smartly done like me and hit the grass, whereas 13th Street had had the ignorance to have stood staring a very slack-jawed at the whole incident, as if watching some happening right in front of him action movie. It was probably one of the reasons why we afterwards rolled all over him 96-0. The most violent thing that had ever happened to me personally, though, didn't leave a single seeable scar anywhere on my body. A month or so before that bullet hole in the wall, I was walking home from school as usual when an out-of-town cholo came around the corner and we body-bumped against each other. Before I could apologize, the tip of a gun was at the tip of my nose. That's how high-strung crazy it had gotten. Almost immediately, I lost any and all feeling of myself on that corner. I simply disappeared from myself for a stretch. Not really knowing if that violinist of deaths, the gunshot blast, had finally claimed me or not. That point-blank gun tunnel, I later decided, had somehow sucked me and everything around me right into its deep, dark, destructive space. How long I was up in it, I don't know. Only that when somebody who knew me eventually said a few words that brought me back to my senses, I found the gun gone, the cholo gone, and my whole body shaking as if on the very verge of seizure sick. I don't think I spoke to anyone until a solid week later.
The comments of Sandro Millay were adopted from his new book, Edgewater Angels.